All right. Now, here's the idea. The name of the shiur is Mi Ata Yishmael Ben Avraham. Who are you, Yishmael Ben Avraham? Now, what we're going to have over here are some of the prakim that deal with Yishmael. We'll explain, you know, our view of Yishmael, but I think that there's a different way of viewing Yishmael that's not the usual way of seeing him. Okay, so if you look in Perek Tet Zayin, so we know, you have it here on the sheets, Sarah can't have kids, and she says to Avram Avinu, try to have kids with my maidservant, right? And he takes her as a wife. What does it say? But Tom Israel Avraham Hinena Atsarani Hashem Eledipo Na El Shivchati Ulai Banem Yimena Vishma Avram Lekol Sarai Vikach Sarai Eshet Avram Etagar Mitzrit Shivchatam Miketz Ezer Shanim Leshevet Avram Be'eretz Kanam Tina Otel Avram Isha Loli Isha. He then has relations with Hagar. She conceives. And it says later on the Pesukim that she now shows some sort of disdain for Sarah. What does Sarah do? She gets upset. She starts yelling at Avraham. This is what happened now. Here it is, my shivchat. She's lording it over me like she's the mistress and I'm the maidservant. And Avraham says, do whatever you want. And Sarah kicks her out of the house. Okay? Do you remember that? Good. Now, when she's kicked out, who comes to meet her? Some angel. Angel says, what are you doing? She says, oh, I'm running away from Sarah. He goes, go back home. And he promises her that she will have a kid. And he says, and you should name the kid what?
Yishmael.
Okay? Pasuk Gimel, v'tikra Hashem Hashem Adover Aleha Ata El Re'i. Okay? Goes on to say, names the name of the place. And afterwards, Pasuk Tet, let's see, Tet Vav, v'telet Hagar la'Avram Ben, and Avram names the child Yishmael. Okay, the angel told her to name the kid Yishmael. Avram names the child Yishmael. We'll come back to that. This is the first story of Yishmael. Okay, later on, in Perek Yud Zayin, the beginning of the Perek talks about the bris that Hashem makes with Avraham, how they're going to be so tight. And then he says, Perek Pasuk Tet Vav, Yomer Elokim al Avraham, Sarai Ishtacha lo tikra shma Sarai, ki Sarah shma. Changes Sarai's name, she's now going to be from now on what? Sarah. And he goes on to say that I'm going to bless her. And Avraham now and says that you're going to have a child from her. Avraham then is shocked. He says, I'm 100 years old, she's 90 years old. And look at Pasuk Yidchet. The Yomer Avraham el Elokim. Lu Yishmael yichlef fenecha. What does that mean? Halavai Yishmael should live. See, in Tetzayin, Avraham had no kids. We know earlier, Avraham said to God, what good is all the blessing you're giving me? I have no one to give the bracha to, right? But now he already has a kid. And now he said, you're going to have through Sarah. And he's saying, I already have Yishmael. Right? Halavai Yishmael should continue to live. And God says to him, next pasuk, Yitet, Vayomer Elokim, aval Sarah yishtachelet lecha ben. Sarah's going to give you a kid. Karash Hashmo Yitzchak, v'kimos yet briti ito lebrit olam zerach harav. But then God says, don't worry. I'm not abandoning Yishmael. Pasuk Chaf, important pasuk. L'Yishmael shmaticha hinei barachti oto v'yifreiti oto v'yirbeiti oto b'mod m'od shnei masai nesim yolidu unatzitiv l'goy gadol. Don't worry, Yishmael, also, I'm not abandoning him. He's also going to be a great nation. He's going to be Goy Gadol. Okay. So Avraham Avinu is now told, going to have another kid. Who's this coming from? Sarah. He's going to be Yitzchak. Fine. Flash forward. Perachaf Aleph. Sarah has a baby. And there's joy in the house. Everyone's excited. And now, a couple of years later, when Yitzchak is no longer nursing, he's weaned from his mother, they throw a big party. Right? So picking it up, Perachaf Aleph, Pasuk, let's see, Vav. The Tomas Sarat, Tzchok Asali Elokim, Kol Shomei Yitzchakli. Wow, what a joy. Everyone's going to laugh. Everyone's going to be happy for me. The Tomas Mimi Lel Avram Enikaba Nim Sarak Yilati Ben Zkuna. Pasachet, the Yigdal Ayelet. Yitzchak grows. He's no longer a newborn. So how old is he when he stops nursing? 2, 3 maximum, right? Okay. They didn't have formulas, so they could have maybe been lasted, you know, a little bit longer. Okay. Big party. But is everyone happy? No. Look at the next pasuk. Tet. The Teira Sar et Ben Hagar Hamitzrit. Sarah sees Hagar's kid. Asher Yodal Avraham Mitzachek. What's Mitzachek? Playing, laughing, I don't know, right? The Tomer La Avraham Garesh Amazot Ver Bena Kilo Yirash Ben Amazot Im Bini Yitzchak. What does Sarah say? Kick out this woman and her kid from my house. Because he is not going to inherit with my son. It's very difficult for Avram. She, Sarah, looks at Hagar and refers to as Ha'amahazot, this maidservant. And what does Avram look at the next pasuk? Pasuk Yiralef. Ve'ira davar ma'od b'nei Avraham al odot b'no. This was difficult for Avram to hear about his son. For her, it's that maidservant, not even by name. It's his son. And yet, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avram? My wife's favorite pasuk in Tanakh, because her name's Sarah. God says, V'yomer Elokim al Avram, al yira b'necha v'al anar v'al masach, kol asher tamar lecha Sarah. Everything Sarah says to you, shema b'kola. Listen to her. Okay. I tell my wife all the time, my name's not Avram. Okay. But here it is. And what does he do? He kicks out Hagar and her son. You think there was an easy thing for Avram to do? Absolutely not. Avraham is Mr. Chesed. If you were to ask him, go out and bring in guests, put strangers up for a month, no problem. Kick out Hagar and her son? This is very difficult. And this is why the Rambam, when he lists, you know, we know from Chazal that Avraham had 10 tests. Eser Nisyonot. The problem is it doesn't list anywhere what they are. So all the Mefarshim give different ideas what they are. But the Rambam, for example, says, test number 10 is Akedat Yitzchak. Test number 9 is this. This is the parak right beforehand. Kicking out Hagar and her son. What people refer to, the Rambam refers to as Girush Yishmael. The expelling of Yishmael from the house. Some modern day Mefarshim even call it Akedat Yishmael. The way there was Akedat Yitzchak is Akedat Yishmael. Because if you look at the psukim in Perachaf Aleph about Yishmael, kicking out Yishmael, and the psukim about Akedat Yitzchak, what? Look, so you have on the bottom, I have the chart. I brought it down for you. Vatomer la'avram, garesh ama azot vet banan chaf Aleph, and a chaf bet kach no bin chat yichaz chesher hafta. As you said, vashkem avram baboker, Veshkim Avram Baboker. The Tashlech et Ayel Tachat Ashichim. What does... Oh, let's go back to our story. What happens with Hagar? She is sent out with her son. Okay? Sent out with her son. Avraham, being the generous person, he gives them food for the road to get to the next destination. But the pasuk says that they got lost and now they run out of food. Which is why we tell you in Teilim always take lots of extra water. Someone could get lost. Okay? And now her son is starving. He's dying. And she throws him by the shichim, by the shrubbery. She goes off to the side to cry. Maybe she doesn't want him to hear her crying. Maybe she doesn't want him to hear that she's already given up. And he's over there. He's crying. She's crying. Now, it doesn't say that he's crying, but the pasuk then says, God answers his tefillot. God answers his crying. It's a very interesting thing. Look at Pasuk Tet Zion. Hagar goes off to the side. She doesn't want to see the death of her son. She cries. And then Pasuk Zion says, God hears the cry of the child. So my grandson asked me this. He goes, but it doesn't say anywhere that he cried. See, Rashi on the Pasuk says, oh, what do I learn from this? That God responds to you when you daven for yourself more than if someone else davens for you. That's very nice if the Pasuk would have said, they both cried, and then it says, Vayishmael Elokim et kol anar. But it doesn't say that he even cried. That was his question. I thought it was a great question. I'm looking all over. I finally found one idea, some Hasidish idea, that said, what's it trying to teach me? Sometimes the cold mama, the silent cry, could be more powerful than screaming out. The kid is obviously dying. He's groaning. There's some sort of silent tefillah. God hears that. He might not have been sobbing like his mom off on the side. But it was a silent tefillah. Anyway, God comes and the kid and says over here, there's open up your eyes, there's water, and they live. And that's what we're continuing. He sees that there's water, just like in Chaf Bet. He sees it's an ayal, and he brings the ayal instead of Yitzchak. And also at the end, both talk about marriages afterwards. So there are a lot of similarities. All of the modern day mafarshim talk about it and says, instead of calling Gerush Yishmael, it's called Akeda Yishmael, and as difficult it was for Avram in Chaf Bet with Yitzchak, it's almost as difficult with the sending away of Hagar and Yishmael in Peret Chaf Aleph. Okay. So far, so good. You got it? Here's now where I begin the shir. Look at the next page. Peret Chaf Hei, this week's parasha. Chayisara, Pasuk Tet. Vayikbaru oto Yitzchak v'Yishmael banav, el marata machpela, El Steafron ben Sochar Achiti, Ashal Pnei Mamre. Avram Avinu dies, and who comes to bury him? Yitzchak and Yishmael. What's Yishmael doing there? What's Yishmael doing there? Yishmael was banished from the house. You think he has love for this guy that banished him from the house? He tossed him out. Still his dad? He threw his mother and him out and said, here, fend for yourself. Here's a bottle of water. Make do. Ishmael's back. How does he even know that Abraham is dead? This is some 70 years later. He's back. So Rashi is bothered. But Rashi is just bothered by the fact that Yitzchak is mentioned before Ishmael because Ishmael's the older one. So it says, Yitzchak Yishmael, oh, from here I see Yishmael did tshuva because he let Yitzchak be mentioned first. First of all, it's not like he let Yitzchak be mentioned first. The Pasuk's mentioning Yitzchak first, but still, maybe he let him enter first. Fine. Shovel the dirt first. Fine. But my question is much more fundamental than who went first. It's what Yishmael doing there? Question number one. I think this bothered Rashi, and that's why, let's look at the next source. Chafei Pasuk Aleph. Rashi tells us some midrash that's a little bit problematic. What does it say? Yosef Avram v'yikach isha u'shmak tura. Avram went and remarried after Sarah died. He married a woman named Keturah. But Alec, who's Keturah? Hagar. So Rashi tells us. Keturah, look inside. Zo Hagar. And then Rashi goes on to explain why her name would be Keturah and that she kept herself celibate for all of these years, not sleeping with anyone since she was kicked out some 40 years earlier, waiting, hoping, I don't know, that she'd come back to Avraham, and also that she was as beautiful and sweet-smelling as Ketoret. Okay, fine. But I have a psychological question. You're Avram, okay? You're Avram, and you know your wife can't stand this woman. She said, get her out of this house. I don't want her to be here. She and her son, out of here. So the minute your wife dies, you say, oh, let me go bring her back? Where's Avram's covered for Sarah? Oh, what she won't know won't hurt her? Is that what he's thinking? Oh, well, she was alive. Okay, but no. But now that she's dead, let me just go take her back. It's a little strange, no? And they also have to say, why are we changing her name? If she's Hagar before, like, she's become Keturah now. It's a little bit strange. And that's why the Pashtanim, Ibn Ezra, Rashbam, they say, Keturah is, drum roll please, Keturah, some woman named Keturah. I mean, which pretty much makes sense. And their proof is, there was a pasuk in Chayisara that talks about the children of Avram's Pilagshim. Pilagshim is plural. So who is he referring to? So you know what the Ibn Ezra and the Rashbam say? Oh, I tell you who. Hagar and Keturah. Because it's two people. And Rashi's got to do fancy, well, it's written with a, it's it's vav chaser, and you know, and therefore it really just means Hagar, whatever. But I think saying that keturah is keturah makes a lot of sense. There's no need to say that Hagar is keturah, and especially my psychological thing is like, why would he go and take her back? They have another question. Look at the next source. Parshat Vayera, Akedas Yitzchak. Perachav bet pasuk bet. Vayomer, very famous pasuk. Kach nas bincha, es yechidcha shahavtas. Yitzchak, leich lechal eretz amoriyah. Valeo sham lola alachar ha'arim asher amare lecha. So what's Rashi bothered by? Why does God spend so much time saying the name? It says, kach nas bincha. So look at Rashi. Take your son. What did Avram say? Omar lo shnei banim yeshli. I've got two sons. Omar lo es yechidcha, the special one. So he says, Omar ze yachid limo, ze yachid limo. Each one is special. The only child of his mother. Omar lo asher hafta, the one you love. Omar lo shnei mani oev. I love them both. Finally, God says, Omar lo es yitzchak. Okay. My question is, when did this happen? This is Perchav Bet. Just two psukim earlier, we tossed Yishmael out of the house. So you're Avram, God says to you, take your son. And you're saying, which one? Who are you kidding? But he said, God, if you mean Yishmael, I'll go look for him. I'll hire an investigator and go hunt him down and get him so I can kill him. Isn't it obvious which one if Yishmael's not anywhere around? He was just banished from the house. We don't need to be talking 70 years later after Avram died, that maybe somehow he came back. Or 40 years later, Hagar is really Keturah, and she came back in the family. And if he came back in the family, I said, now Yishmael is back in the family because his mom remarried. We don't need to talk about it. This happened just last week. Last parak. He's tossed out of the house. And one parak later, et yichidcha. Oh, each one. I have to. He's right here. But he's not there. Right? Isn't that what you would think? And according to the Chazal, it gets worse. Look at the next pasuk, pasuk Gimel. Avram goes out on this journey. He and Yitzchak, but he takes along two attendants. Who are these Shnei Narav? Look at Rashi. Shnei Narav, who are they? Yishmael and Eliezer. What the heck is Yishmael doing there? He's not even around. Why in the world is Yishmael? How can Yishmael be there? He was just tossed out. So what the heck is going on? Okay, you guys follow the question what's bothering me here? Okay. So now, two things you have to keep in mind when understanding Chazal. First of all, Chazal like to give anonymous names to anonymous people. It says Nar, I like to give a name. Okay, just keep that in mind. Okay, but it need not be who they say. It's just like, we don't like to leave things like, you know, just anonymous names. One thing to keep in mind. Second thing to keep in mind, Chazal, by definition, are lots of people. It means Chachameinu Zichronam Levracha. And therefore, what one rabbi said might not be agreed upon by another rabbi. And you can't say, it's a machlokis in Chazal, it's a steer of contradiction. Say, oh, Rashi contradicts himself. I can't say Chazal contradict himself, because that might be the view of Rabbi Shmuel. That might be Rabbi Akiva. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, with that as background, now I think we can go back and understand things. Go back to Perachat Aleph. And here you'll see an amazing thing. This, I told you, is the ninth Nisayon. Gerush Yishmael. Kicking Yishmael out of the house, right? Why? Because he was Mitzachek, correct? Find me where it says the name Yishmael in this parak. Parak of Aleph. I'll save you the time. You don't. His name's not mentioned once. Okay, and this is what got me thinking. Chazal like giving names. So in our parsha, Parshat Chayisara, Avram sends his servant to go and find a wife for Yitzchak. And you ask the average kid in elementary school, or even in high school, who did Avram send, and what will they answer right away? Eliezer. So I've done this with my students. I say, really? Find that for me in the Pesukim. And it doesn't say Eliezer once. It's Aish, Eved Avraham. Never says Eliezer. Now, do I think that Eliezer makes sense? Yes, I do. We know he's mentioned by name as like the most important servant of Avraham. He's been thinking of giving his Yerusha to him. You have a major job now, like to find a wife for Yitzhak. It's not a little thing like go pick up fruit at, you know, at the Makolet. Okay. Probably it's Eliezer. But is it for sure Eliezer? No, it's Eved Avraham. Here as well, all it says throughout this parak is the ben, the nar, the yelad, but it never says Yishmael. Now, why did Chazal say it's Yishmael? Simplest answer is, because I don't know that Hagar ever had another kid.
With Abraham.
Right. So then, based on that, it must be Yishmael. This is what everyone assumes. This is what everyone's working on. But here's what I would like to suggest. Hagar is banished from the house the first time because Sarah feels disrespected. When she runs away, who meets her? The angel. What does the angel say? What did he say?
Go back
and you're going to, either you already are pregnant or you're going to get pregnant. Machlokes, I understand that. And you're going to have a kid and we're going to call him, what? Ishmael. Who names the kid?
Avram.
What does he name him? Pashup Shat. Why did Avram name the kid Yishmael?
Hagar told him.
Why did Hagar? What did Hagar say? I have a great idea. Let's call the kid Yishmael. Or what did she tell him?
Told me.
Yeah. Okay. I'm Avram Avinu now. Let's think. I'm Avram Avinu now. My wife Sarah cannot give me kids. I've been married to her for decades. I have a new wife now. He took Hagar as a wife, not just a shivcha. Took her as a wife. Okay. And she already brought a child into this world. And she's on a very high level. How do I know she's on a high level? She has conversations with the angel. The angel went and told her, call the kid Yishmael. What a beautiful name. God hears the cry. That's amazing. What a beautiful, much nicer than Yitzchak, right? Yishmael. The angel says, name the kid Yishmael. Avram names the kid Yishmael. There's a woman on a high level. Why would I, if I'm Avram, not have more kids with her? Is there any reason to assume that he wouldn't have more kids with her? There's one thing to keep in mind, okay? Now I'll go further and say, if I'm Sarah, why did I give my maidservant in the first place to Avram?
Wanted to have a kid for him.
Wanted him to have a kid. So look at Yud Zion. Look at, I'm sorry, Tet Zion. What pasuk? Let's see. Pasuk bet, Tet Zayin pasuk bet, the Tomas Sarai el Avram, hinei na atzrani Hashem eledet. I'm not having kids. Bona el shivchati, ulai ibane mimena. Maybe I will build from her. What do you think that means? So some interpret this to be, or maybe this chus that I'm so magnanimous and give over my maidservant to you, God will reward me and let me get pregnant. Okay, there's a possibility. The Abar Benel says, as do others, that it's that she'll basically be my surrogate mother. She will bring the child, but I'll raise the kid. I will raise Yishmael. I'll be like his mom. She will be his biological mother, yeah, but I'm going to raise him. And we see that Avraham and Sarah, they raise the kid. How do I know? When the three angels appear as men, and Avraham goes to bring them food, he yells to the Nar, come help me. Who's the Nar that's helping him and Sarah with the food? What does Rashi say? Bring the Midrash. Yishmael. They're training him in mitzvahs. Okay, they're raising him. Sarah, for years, for 13 years, never thought she was having another kid, and Yishmael's the one around. She must have loved this kid and raised him as her own. Do we really think she's tossing him out? What I think happened is Hagar had another kid. Maybe the baby was born a little bit before Sarah got pregnant. Once Sarah's already pregnant, she's not looking at this kid as, oh, this is going to be my kid that I'm going to raise also because I'm having one of my own. And now Yitzhak's having this big party. He's 3 years old. And there's some other four-year-old kid. And they're playing. And the other kid like grabbed his Lego. And Yitzhak started to cry. And then Sarah's going like, but that kid's going to inherit with my son, with Yitzhak? Get Hagar and this kid out of here. It wasn't about Yishmael. Basically, it was a divorce. Now, what happens in a divorce? The young kid stays with the mother. And the older kid, we asked him, Yishmael, you're about 16, 17 years old now. Who do you want to stay with, Abba or Ima? I want to stay with Dad, right? And he stays with Avram. Which is why, at the Akedah, when God says, I want you to bring one of your kids, go, which one? I love them both. And that's why he accompanies him, according to Chazal, with Eliezer, because he was still living with Avraham. And this answers other problems. When he kicks out Hagar and her son, look at Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Perek Chaf Aleph. Okay, when he kicks her out, so it says, Pasuk Yedalad, Vayeshkem Avraham Baboker, gets up early, Vayikach Lechem Vechemet Mayim, provisions for the road, Vayitain El Hagar, Sam al shechma veta yelid. She takes it, the food, and she tosses the food and her son over her shoulder and sets out walking. Now, if you've got a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, I can understand he picking up and start walking. But you don't pick up a 17-year-old and put him over your shoulder and say, okay, let's go. It's a little bit strange. It's a little other kid. It's okay. Also, if now they run out of food and water, and one of them is feeling sick and is going to die, does it make more sense to say a 17-year-old boy is now going to die or his mom? Who do we think would be, you know, have more of a problem traveling now in the heat without the water? Now, if it's a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old, it makes a heck of a lot more sense. To me, all of this makes much more sense if we say that Hagar had another kid. Now, I'll give you another proof. Look on the sheet that it must be another kid. When Avram was originally told in Yud Zayin that Yitzchak was going to be born, remember I told you that he said, don't worry, Yishmael will also be a great nation. That's in Yud Zayin Pasachav, right towards the end, when it's Tativ L'Goy Gadol. And now, when he's kicking them out again, Hagar and her child, Pasuk Yud Gimel of Perachaf Aleph, it says, Avram says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, listen to Sarah, kick her out, and Yud Gimel, the Gamet Aben Ama, the son of this maidservant, L'Goyasimenu, I'm going to make him a great nation, Kizarachahu, because he is your seed. Is there a need to say that if it was already told him? Everybody told him that Yishmael Yud Zion. But if he's another kid, like I'm claiming, then I get it. He's also one of your kids. I'm going to make him the great nation. So this is not Yishmael. You can ask a question. You have a question?
Which nation?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. But I'll give you another thing. Think about now. We have all sorts of names, weird names that we give our kids. But does anyone today give their kid the name Yishmael?
No, but it was the rabbi in the Gemara.
Very good. Now, why not? So here's what I think. I think we have a prejudice against Yishmael because we think that Yishmael are the Muslims. This is what I think it comes to. It's my own opinion here. But why do we have this prejudice against Yishmael? Now, the great Tana, Rabbi Yishmael in the Gemara, and what a beautiful name, Yishmael, right? He's the colleague of Rabbi Akiva. So what happened? This is what I think. We're influenced by the fact that when the angel meets Hagar in Perek Tet Zion, look at Pasuk Yud Bet. We'll start from Yud Aleph. The Yomer La Malach Hashem, Tet Zion Yud Aleph. Hincha Hara B'Yoledet Ben. If you have a Karas Hashmo Yishmael, Kishma Hashem Et Anyech, V'Hu Yeh Pera Adam. So we often translate Pera Adam. Oh, he's going to be a wild man. That's what we think about Yishmael. That's what Rashi brings down. Yad Kobo, I'm going to want to kill him. Do you really think that's what the angel told an expectant woman? Don't worry, he'll have a kid and everyone will hate him. And he'll be a serial murderer. What great news. Most Mepharshim say that these were words of encouragement and you have to read it some other way. Okay, and there are a lot of ways to read it in a positive way. Okay, give me a minute. More than that, So what I think comes down to is this. Muhammad comes along more than 2,000 years later and tells everyone he's from Bnei Yishmael. And we believe him. Now, why in the world do we believe him? This guy made this up 2,000 years later. I'm from Yishmael. I go, oh, okay, he says he's from Yishmael. Says he's from Yishmael? I don't believe him. But based on our prejudice against the Muslims because of how much persecution they've done to us, we now have this prejudice against Yishmael. But why should we have a prejudice against Yishmael? Yishmael did nothing wrong. Well, also we say, oh, because he was mitzachek. He was mitzachek. Sarah was upset at him. And Rashi says, what's mitzachek? Ki l'ray shvich zom avodah zara. But says who? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, chas v'shalom, would a son of Avram do that? And Ibn Ezra says, mitzachek means he was playing, like the word means. And she just was upset that he shouldn't share the Yerusha. But I say it's not even Yishmael. It's another kid. But even if it was Yishmael, there's prejudice based on Muhammad said that he's a descendant. So I think that we're doing Yishmael ben Avraham an injustice. That we're considering him to do this like Russia. And like, how does it end? The end of Parshat Chayisara. It says that Yishmael lived 7 and 30 and 100 years. The way that we say about Avraham, the way about Sarah, like a tzaddik, v'yigva, v'yasaf elamav, and Rashi is like a tzaddik. Rashi says, oh, he did tshuva. But I'm saying, where did he ever sin? He never sinned. And that this other child was banished. It was never Yishmael. Anyway, this is the idea that I have. And I'll end with this cool thing. It's in the Gemara. Brachos says, Haroi Yishmael b'chalom. The Gemara says, which is Yishmael ben Avram? Tzfilato nishmat. His tefillos will be answered. Dach Yishmael ben Avram. So the Gemara certainly doesn't think Yishmael is anything negative. So I'm thinking that maybe only after Islam became introduced do we have all these negative things about Yishmael. But up until then, Yishmael was the son of Avram. Chas v'shalom did anything bad. He just wasn't Yitzchak. But he was okay. Anyway, that's the idea. All right. Shkoyach. It's paradigms. Mashu chiyuvi. Lama lagid li isha.